your host, John McManus.
And I'm Diana McManus.
And we are
Liberty Ghost Hunters! Coming to you directly from Liberty Ghost Hunters HQ, a.k.a.
Our dining room! Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another podcast from Liberty Ghost Hunters. And around the table with us tonight, starting to... And across the table...
Diana.
And Chris.
And Chris.
Just the three of us tonight. Just the three of us. I don't own the rights to that music.
It's a cozy little group, yes.
Yeah, it's just a cozy little group. But there's a reason why we're keeping it a little cozy tonight. And that is tonight's topic. As everybody knows, we like our tech. Certain people within the group, myself is included, love tech. Well, with this, there's also another person that loves this tech who's sitting to my right, and that's Chris. And we just picked up a PSB-11 dual sweeping frequency spirit box. The newest thing that's been out for a couple years now, but we finally got our hands on one.
Well, what happened was our first spirit box was given to us by Chris.
Yes.
And we loved it. It worked wonderfully.
Oh, it did.
Then it died.
Yeah, just one day, new batteries, yeah. Everything, nothing.
It bit the dust. So we ordered the same one. It works well, but it doesn't work like that first one did. I don't know what was in the first one.
Yeah, it's kind of glitchy at times.
Yeah. And I, you know, it was brand new. So I had a conversation with John that I wanted to buy an extra K2 meter, an extra digital voice recorder. And while I was looking on Amazon at the different ghost hunting supplies, I came across the new spirit box, and it was only $50 more than the other spirit box. So I asked John.
I said, go for it. We'll get into some of the details, which we think it's really cool about this. Now, Chris... We know. We as Liberty Ghost Hunters know you have a problem with the PSB-11. That you've been wanting this thing for, I think, 2 weeks into us being an official group.
Yes.
So when we took it out of the box, we pulled up Chris on FaceTime so he can watch the unboxing.
We were not even 30 seconds, maybe 35 seconds into the unboxing and having put the batteries in, you showing him all the fun stuff. And somebody came through and said, hello, can't make this stuff up. Can't make this stuff up. We're looking at each other like, did it just say what? But for now, why don't you take it away, Chris? You've done so much research on this.
The whole SB spirit boxes were created by Gary Galka, who actually used to live in Granby, Connecticut.
Yes.
I think he's living up in Maine now. But he had a daughter who died in a car accident, and that's where he started making these products to communicate. Yeah.
Yep, he came out with the SB-7, which is the one we still have it, but we've got this new one now.
But again, we like to have a backup. Our rule of Liberty Ghost Hunters is two of everything.
So absolutely.
Now, best be prepared. But now the cool thing is that, I think Gary has learned over the years how the SB7 works, which was, you know, it spanned through an AM or an FM frequency, and you can choose the rate of speed forwards or backwards to create the white noise. And the white noise is then used to, you know, as a tool for spirits to communicate.
Yeah, they basically take tidbits of whatever's coming through the radio stations to put it together to form words.
Now, isn't it kind of funny? Is that what, because that's what Bumblebee does in the Transformer movies. That's how he talks. He pulls things off the radio to express his words. Think about that.
Yeah, he does, but he uses full-on sentences.
Yeah, but
But it's basically the same concept. Yeah, I kind of never thought of it that way.
Oh, I did. I have a Transformer problem.
Yeah, we know. But, so continue.
Well, I mean, I'm interested if Gary Galka is actually a Transformer fan. You never know. But no, what he has done now with the SB-11 is because now you have a choice between, you can use AM frequency and FM frequency, or you can use FM frequency and AM. You have your choices here. And you can do a dual rate of sweep. And now he actually increased the rate speed too, so you can actually go even faster to create even more of a white noise. Pretty cool, because now he even included a temperature, so you can actually fluctuate and see when temperature goes up or temperature goes down, because the theory is, you know, that when spirits come near, sometimes it decreases and sometimes it will increase.
Right. So if it's typically, if it's quote-unquote demonic, the temperature would increase, and if it's a spirit, angelic or something like that, the temperature would decrease.
Right, because they don't make their own energy.
Right. They suck it out of the room or your device.
also, it has an antenna, and there's a switch to make the antenna optional also. So this one really has a lot of options and features, including a flashlight.
And it has a stand, so this way you can actually position it on a stand and still be able to get it on camera and right. view.
It has a stand, and it can be put on a tripod.
Right.
It also has
the... Because with the tripods we've got, they're the multi-pivoting heads, so we can actually put it on a tripod, lift it up, pivot it so it's straight up and down, parallel with the tripod.
But we don't have to have a table in the middle of the room now.
No, we don't.
Because a lot of times, the spirit box doesn't work as well when someone's close to it, because obviously, sometimes the spirits don't want to be near us.
Right.
So we try to put it in the middle of the room.
Or you're doing a presentation, and you've got it plugged into your giant speaker, and you got it on this table, and hope it doesn't fall over.
So. Right. And also... I know of the people I've seen on TV when there's certain investigators that hold the spirit box in their hand and then scream because their hand gets cold. Well, that's kind of what you're asking for. So this way, this solves that problem also.
Absolutely.
Well, natural consequences suck sometimes, right?
Yes. If you say speak into the spirit box.
And you're holding it,
Guess what? It's going to speak into the spirit box. It's going to do what you're asking sometimes. And the temperature's going to change. It's not rocket science, people.
Well, that's or if you get a response and you get freaked out because you got a response.
And you don't drop it and run.
You're asking for a response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this way, if you're not holding it, you could scream and run, but not you don't drop it. Not that we scream and run.
It's not even that. Ones. It's just you can take the element out.
Of a
shaky hand, or even interference. Because think of the last presentation we did with the SB7. We had that thing within 3 feet of the actual speaker. Now, that's a giant speaker like DJs use. So the amount of power required to run that, you don't know if you're going to get interference or not from that. You can put this completely on the other side of the room and not worry about it.
And the other cool thing is, too, is for the non-believers who always said that, you know, because you had the one rate and the SB7, you know, AM or FM, and then the sweep rate, who said, well, sometimes it might not be a voice. It could be a channel coming through, or, you know, it could be, you know, or interference. But now because you have two different sweep rates, I mean, not two different, two different AM or FM channels. So you can use one AM, one FM, one reverse, one forward. I mean, your options are limitless. It makes it even more impossible for it to be just any type of interference.
Yeah, you can...
You could do one forwards, one backwards, one at high speed, one at low, one at AM. You could... The combinations are, like, astounding.
Right.
And that eliminates any other possibility of any type of interference coming through.
Plus, what I love is you don't get the loud...
I mean, you still get the static.
But it's not as bad as...
No, it's not.
The SB7. Because that's one of the things that would kill us when we're reviewing audio, especially when we're doing spirit box sessions or presentations, and then recording those and going back over that to see what we got, if anything. If you're going through that and you got that thing, you got voice recorder near it, and all you got is... All right. It's like, oh, that's so loud. And after a while, it's like, oh, all right, I'm going to take these headphones off now. So I'm looking forward to seeing how well that this cleans that up, particularly for me.
Well, you know what we need? We need an investigation. Things are looking more positive. Things are opening up. So hopefully, now that some restrictions have been lifted in Connecticut around Masonic lodges, hopefully in the future we can have an investigation. We can reach out to some lodges, see if...
Or even just, you know, people feeling more comfortable to have someone come out to their house and do an investigation.
Well, the thing is, people have been spending a lot of time at their house lately.
Oh, so God, yeah.
More than ever.
About a month ago, we had someone contact us through our website, was curious, and submitted some camera videos that they had gotten. because they never noticed anything happening in their house. And then they bought CCTV for the house just so they feel safer, which is fine. Wanted to see how this one specific camera worked. Put it on their table, their coffee table, and they start picking up orbs. The way the orbs, when we actually got a hold of the videos and actually went over some of it, most of it obviously was dust, fine. But there was two videos in particular where orbs moved around people and things like that. So, you know, most likely, okay, it's a family member because they haven't had any type of interaction previously before the camera
showed. Yeah, nothing before.
Nothing. We're looking into getting back into that stuff, doing it live. Yes, this house, you know, this person didn't need anything, didn't see it as
a threat
or anything like that, because, like I said, they didn't experience anything. Just wanted, hey, just for clarification, what do you think?
Also, plus, we decided that because they weren't being bothered by it, they only saw it when it was on the cameras or in a photograph.
Right.
It wasn't anything malevolent.
No.
But we did decide that sometimes having an investigators come in, you kind of stir things up. And we did not want to change the status.
Oh, no.
Nothing
not at all.
Was going on. Nothing was affecting anybody mentally, physically. They, if it wasn't for the cameras, they wouldn't know.
Exactly.
So sometimes it's best just to let it be.
Right.
Because, I mean, even doing a spirit box opens up things.
It can, yes, absolutely.
So we want to be very careful that we're not going to come into a situation and escalate things and make things worse. That's why we don't usually investigate places that have already been investigated, because we feel we don't know what previous investigative groups have done, if they've opened portals shut them,
seances,
Ouija boards,
yeah.
You know, that's something that we avoid.
Unless we're actually there to help somebody.
Correct. But we're not
that's
gonna
a different story.
We're
but
not we're gonna not open a portal. We're not gonna have a seance.
No.
We're gonna bring our scientific equipment. Yes, some of it does, you know, it catches paranormal activity, but we're not there to stir it up.
No.
And we did not want to add anything and go in there and have something feel that if it's a family member protecting them, we're a threat to their family that they're protecting, then they're going to amp up the activity. So
right.
It was best to let it mm-hmm. be. And they totally agreed with it. You know, we're not here to stir things up.
Mm-hmm. No.
We're not here to hunt ghosts, even though we're Liberty Ghost Hunters. We're here to help. We're here to debunk. We're here to use different scientific ways and methods.
Hence the SB-11.
Yes. To find out, you know, lots of different things.
So, we're looking to get into investigations where we can actually test this thing out, run with it, see how well it does when we actually have investigations to use it on. But in the meantime, since we don't have that, and we've been itching to use it, and we get some weird stuff, as you all know, we get some weird stuff in our home, even today, before this podcast, we decided, hey, well, we're going to do the podcast. We've done it before. Why don't we do an Estes method with the new spirit box? And Diana's like, I think we should.
I think we should too.
I think we should, so...
So, I received a message from a certain pair of people that are not very far away having dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, we're podcasting with Chris Martinelli. Why don't you stop over? Oh, yes, we will. Thank you. So,
yeah, we're going to bring the psychic in.
We're
getting crashed. I guess the psychic is crashing us. You'll have to wait until after the break to find out who it is. We'll be back with the Estes method and try out this new SB-11. I'm so looking forward to it.
So I guess the question is if she knew we were podcasting.
But nobody knew. It was our secret. We planned, because Chris has a new... Everybody's schedule seems to have opened up except for Chris, whose schedule has become complicated.
Yes, Gary.
So, unfortunately, Chris hasn't been able to come over and shoot the breeze with us like we've had the rest of the group over.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, we planned this a month and a half ago for Chris to come over tonight.
Yes.
It was a good night for him.
Yeah, so that is how it's like trying to hit a moving target with
so
this.
So Chris is making the best of his vacation time. We took care of him. We fed him good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's relaxing. He's in the comfortable chair. So this was definitely planned.
So, yeah, it's good to see him.
Yeah. Chris, have you checked out the website that I've revamped? Kind of, I added evidence.
Yes.
It looks really darn good.
Now, just something to throw out with that. We brought the website back, and Diana put a whole bunch of new stuff on there. You thought it was great and everything. I think it's fantastic. We want to know what you think. So check us out. www.libertyghosthunters.com. Shoot us a message. We have a link on there at the back. There's a little form you can fill out. Let us know what you think. If there's anything you might want to see differently. But we want your input.
Or even just scroll through some of the evidence that's posted there. Because there's some stuff that's pretty darn cool.
Yes, it is.
One of my favorite ones, you know, I'm not going to give it away, but we're at a certain lodge and somebody's leaving to get coffee.
I know who that would be.
Yeah.
And that's the newer evidence I put on there. And I'm going to put more over the weekend. I just spent in my spare time running over, logging in, adding stuff on. And John's like, what are you doing? Nothing. And then I walk away, check the website.
I didn't even know she was doing it. We brought it back. Diana and I sat down and talked about it.
Well, we had...
revamped it a little bit. Yeah. Had to fix some things with the security issues with the whole HTTPS.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure it was a secure website.
So we had the HTTPS. So if you do have a problem loading it, because some places, I know I've had trouble once with it, and it's been fine since.
No, but it is secure.
Yes, it is.
We upgraded it to make sure it was secure.
We don't want anything happening to our listeners or our followers or anybody like that who's trying to reach out to us. So
I played the one of the gentleman getting coffee and then the certain response from one of my coworkers, and his exact response was, "Oh hell no."
See, but it doesn't scare me because I'm safe in my home reviewing the evidence.
Yes. That makes all the difference.
It would be a whole different thing. Like, when we give the presentations, it gets creepy because you're sitting there. But, like, I'm sitting at home, and that's far away, so I'm like, psh.
Yeah, it's totally different. I'm in my home. I'm hopefully safe. And it's not going to get me, so we're okay.
And definitely, if you just want to call in and talk, our guest, John, who talked about Dudley Town.
Absolutely. We can do that now, too.
You know, this is the new way. And absolutely. Even, you know, because not everybody has a very flexible schedule sometimes. And
so I definitely we'll see what happens. So we're going to cut to a break here, which will be a little bit of time for us, but won't be any time for you. So we'll be back. And we are back with surprise guest. Now to my left, Joe.
Brittany.
Thanks for dropping by, guys.
Thank you. Yes,
crashing us.
We were in the area.
That's great. Now you get to know what we're doing this evening. As we talked briefly before coming back, is setting up Diana for the SD's method with the SB11. So excited to try this out.
I'm nervous.
You'll be fine.
Twice the sweep reach, twice the channels, twice the responses.
And anytime you feel uncomfortable to say so, we'll take it right off.
No, I know. I don't know. I haven't done it in a while.
Or we could switch and one of us could do it. It's
fine. Not
no, me. Not Brittany. No,
Chris
not
can't
Brittany.
Do it either. He has trouble.
I would.
I'm too blockheaded.
I already put my shield
up. We are going to set Diana up and start doing this. Okay, so we have Diana set up. AM, reverse sweep, 150 we're set at.
Yes.
Okay. It's jacked in, so it's quiet. Only she's hearing it. She's wearing noise isolation headphones. I am trying to get...
Shields up.
Shield on.
She's getting herself together. I am getting the...
Hi.
Hello. Who are you? What's your name? Where are you from? Are you there, Spirit? You want to hit the light, Chris?
Good.
I'm glad to hear you're good.
Eh.
How many spirits do we have in here this evening? Now, I'm currently setting up...
Lid?
We decided to get Diana going early and just let it run right now.
There's three people that are talking.
Okay. Three people? Okay.
Sandwich.
What kind of sandwich?
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a message?
Bye, Chris.
Hi. Do you have a message for Chris?
This is Diana talking. It's very clear. This spirit box is very clear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Joe.
I'm here. Hi.
What's my name? Do you know what my name is?
Center Street.
Are you from Center Street?
Read minds.
Are you trying to read our minds?
Who's the mind reader?
Saw his.
Saw his what?
Say.
Say what?
Seats.
Is there somebody sitting here?
Should we have more seats?
Sports.
What about sports?
Chooch.
Someone that comes to us. Do you know Chooch?
Do you know Chooch?
Why?
Curious.
But that was a woman.
Just asking, trying to figure out who knows Chris here. That's all. Do you have a name? No, I just heard something come through the microphone. Weird.
There was a noise upstairs. They moved a chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you friends with me?
Not.
Were we friends?
Steven.
Who is Steven?
Sam's. I don't know what they're saying.
Okay. The spirits that are
told here. You.
The spirits. So the spirit's name maybe is Steven. Is your name Steven? I just heard something come through the microphone.
Yeah, there's a noise upstairs.
No, I just heard the bang, but it sounded like somebody said maybe.
Brittany.
Is it my dad that you're referring to?
Would you like Brittany to pass a message to her dad?
Okay, so let's start from
the... Chris, put the sweep on 200. One more up. Vincey.
What about the Vincey's?
Shoulders.
What about shoulders?
Freedom.
Okay. Does freedom refer to Stephen Vincey?
The back stairs.
Where?
Your.
Do you have back stairs?
We do.
Okay.
What about the back stairs?
He's here. It's one.
Who's here?
Talk.
Who are you?
What's your message?
What is your name? Do you have a nickname?
Stay seated.
Who are you? I'm going to ask you, who are you and why are you here?
Side noise?
Yeah, the cat was making noise.
Yes, that's a cat. Why are you here? You're here for...
What? Half? B?
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about. Can you clarify your message?
My point.
Is what?
You need to communicate our language if we're going to understand you. Can you do that? Where are you standing right now? Are you standing in my living room?
S'mores.
That's tomorrow.
Do you want some?
Who did?
Somebody wants s'mores.
Sounds?
What sounds?
What sounds are you referring to?
That's it.
Oh, that's kind of creepy because I just reset
table.
I just reset my headphones that I'm listening the mic, and when I did that, she said that and then talked about the table, which is what the microphone's on. All right.
Yes.
So, okay. So we have an intelligent with us. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a message for one of us or multiple?
You just passing through? Or do you hang out here?
Orange gift.
What about the orange gift? I think that's you, Joe. The little Easter basket that Diana made? Orange gift?
Accept. Leave it.
Yeah, I'm accepting it. Thank you. Would you like some?
Okay, so I understand that you're pointing out things that are on the table. that you can communicate with us. So, are you someone...
See him?
See who?
Who are you?
Who's him?
What are you here for? Are you here to...
Your dad.
My father? Are you referring to my father?
Are you looking for my father?
15.
Can you give us initials of the person that you're looking for? Does the name contain a 3?
Quit stubborn.
That's a lot of people we know, so you're going to have to specify more. Does the name of the person you're referring to have a 3 at the end of it?
There's someone trying to talk, but they can't. They're trying to...
Are they being suppressed?
Is your name Bobby? Are you Joe's great-grandfather?
Someone touching me.
This is Diana. I feel like someone's walking around me.
Yeah, I feel it too.
Is someone touching me on my head?
Spikes?
Yeah, I do need a haircut. I don't have much left up there. It's a little spiky, yes. Who's touching my head? And now my cheek.
The woods.
Is the spirit Native American?
It's getting rid of all the rain we have.
Stuff.
What stuff?
I feel like someone's tapping me on the shoulder.
Who's stuff?
I just heard somebody say alright. Somebody, one of you guys say alright?
Just.
I mean, I said it's alright to Joe.
Just sit.
Yeah, we're just sitting here.
Would you like to sit?
Nope. Yes. There you are.
Yeah, I'm right here. Hello.
We here for John?
Every hair on my
smell.
Does he smell?
No, you don't.
Thank you. Who's here?
Do you know anybody here?
Said it. It was a woman's voice.
Really? Are you here? Were you the one I was...
Someone's right behind me.
Do you know the person you're communicating through?
Quiet, Liberty.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
What, are you just being curious? Seeing what we're doing?
Alright, Diana feels like someone's poking her head.
Who's poking Diana's head?
Are you male or female?
No, it's female.
Why are you poking Diana's head?
Because she's giving Diana a hard time. Isn't that correct? Do you like what we've done with the house?
Silence. Who's there?
Do you like what we did with the house?
Okay, so Diana feels that someone's trying to come through using more of a music than talk, but they can't get through. Sings. The male voice just told me, sings.
Kitchen?
What like the Chinese food place.
And I think the musical voice is female.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're right there, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You gotta give
tear.
Me allergy medicine.
Knots. I don't know. Or snots.
Yeah, I'm congested.
I feel like somebody is touching my arm.
I have really bad allergies tonight. It's the spring weather. It's funny you mention that. It's so weird.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Good observation.
Yeah.
George swims.
To the spirit that's trying to use music to communicate, can you play your favorite song for us?
Cigarettes.
Do you want some? Or do you have some?
Yeah, what about cigarettes?
The one that has the cigarettes. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Do you have a message for me?
To the person, what is the message for the person with the cigarettes?
Like, cute.
Who's Dang. Cute? Do you want them to share their cigarettes?
Speech.
Did someone make a speech?
Build it.
What about speech? Would that be S or T?
Oh, my feet are ice cold.
Or both.
Chooch.
Hi. Do you have a message for me?
Now this one person's learning to communicate. Isn't that right? You're learning to communicate with us?
Hands.
Hands?
Drugs.
What kind of drugs?
No, it said drunk, not drugs.
Drunk.
Are you referring to Brittany and I, who drank tonight?
We had margaritas.
C's.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Have you heard things that I've said?
From the music.
Yep, that's how we're hearing you, yep.
And then I heard an organ sound I meant.
Mm-hmm. That's, okay.
Seven, I don't know what it's saying.
Seven?
Read.
Seven and seven? Are you referring to 7 and 7? 007?
Good.
That's good.
I'm comfy.
Good. Do you feel better? Are you okay?
It is what it is, not for long.
Are you okay?
Bubble. Something is right here, because it keeps...
It's just me moving in the chair. Are you okay? Can you breathe better?
Chris, try going one more speed lower, like, what, 250?
I'll repeat my last question. Are you breathing better?
Are you at peace?
Stopping.
Why are you stopping?
Rhyme. Run.
Run where?
Where are you running to?
What does the number 7 mean?
We're here.
Who's here? More than one of you, so who is here? Introduce yourself, please. Hello?
There's 6.
6 spirits?
Intelligent.
Okay.
Do you have a spokesperson?
Can we get one spirit to talk on behalf of everyone else, please? Make it a lot easier for everybody. Can you do that?
That's your answer, 6.
Something's messing with the mic. I just got some static.
The bottle.
Yeah, which bottle are you referring to? I got 2 soda bottles on the table. Are you referring to those bottles?
Now there's 5.
None left, okay. Who are you?
John.
Yeah, I'm here. Talk to me. Who are you?
Do you know John?
One does. One I know, in fact.
Chill.
Because I'm going to call him out. He's the same, that spirit that I know that's in the living room is the same one that spooked the crap out of Diana. Didn't mean to spook her. Apologized for it. And I'm just got static on the microphone.
Hmm. Yeah. Are you here to protect John?
Red Lobster.
Yeah, we got to get there one of these days. No, that's for Diana. That's the one that spooked her. Isn't that right? Isn't that correct? You're the spirit that spooked Diana that one time. Just admit it. It's okay. She forgave you.
Hello, John.
Hello. Who am I talking with now?
You show me.
What am I showing you? What am I showing you? You gotta tell me. Give me a hint or something. What did I show you?
Yes, you said it. There was like 2 different voices. Those were women before.
Double trouble. I'm going to try something here. If I say the word, need to know if it has...
Swing this.
If it
My
has...
My arm is very cold right here.
If I say a word, I need you to tell me through Diana if it has...
Picking up. These are all male voices.
What are you picking up?
You said that.
Does the word Dobrodan mean anything to you?
Queen.
How about Jindombra? Dobrono, Dobrovet.
Humans.
Yeah, we're human. But you're not, are you? I think I got 3 figured out.
Okay. It said, listen, bitch. So we're taking these off? All
right.
How am I facing this way?
Because you were spinning.
You kept turning.
Are you kidding me?
No, we have you on camera.
I didn't even feel it.
We're going to take a quick
break. Let's shut this off.
Get Diana resettled. And
even know how I ended up in that direction. And how I was spinning when I was facing forward the whole time.
Okay, so Diana is now free from the SB-11. It works very well. And so, first of all, let's start with the first thing. What are your thoughts on how it functioned?
It was very clear. I did have Chris start it at certain settings. So in the middle, I would ask to change the settings.
Right,
because
which we heard, yes.
And the reason I did that was the voices were very clear, but I felt that there was somebody trying to come through that couldn't quite get the umph because I kept hearing a music.
Right.
And it was more like an organish music, but it was so fast.
Right.
So that's why I asked Chris to slow the rate down to 2 separate times because I thought that would give that person more of an ability. Because I felt like they couldn't get through, but they had something to say.
Okay.
Then finally I heard, brr, of the organ. And I'm like, okay, well, that's what you said. Other than that, I mean, there's always that rhythmic, but when someone goes to talk.
Yeah.
Very clear. Very, very clear.
Okay.
There was about 3 separate males with different distinctive voices. All up until the end when another male mentioned bitch and I ended the session.
Right, like which we have, as they've heard prior to us talking right now.
A lot of the time I felt like the table wasn't even in the room. I felt I was just in a spot alone. But I felt that John or someone was just walking around me because I just felt the floor around me. So I didn't know if it was you guys, because I was blindfolded. So I don't know what went on, if people were out of their seats or not, but it felt like people were out of their seats,
so first,
walking around me.
Nobody was out of their seats. Nobody moved.
Are you sure?
Not even once. Nobody moved.
We're all sitting down.
Now, this is the fun part, folks. A couple months ago, I went online. I purchased a camcorder that has the ability to shoot at night. So it's got IR. It's a Zero Lux camcorder by Sony. And I have the IR illuminators. So with this, we're going to have to download some video to Facebook and to YouTube to put it on Facebook and the website and our YouTube channel and so on and so forth.
Unbeknownst to me, I didn't know a camera was running. And I think my hair looks good today, which I'm happy.
Yes, your hair looks great.
Because after I exercised on my lunch, I fixed my hair. Because I said, you know, we're doing some paranormal stuff tonight, just in case.
But we did record it. The funny part was, you're seeing people walking around
yes.
you, but nobody's near you. You're about 2 feet from the table.
I felt like I was sitting
so somebody,
right here.
Literally, if they wanted to, if they were to walk in front of you, would have bumped you. But you're feeling people walking around you, and nobody's bumping you, and there wasn't enough
room. They weren't
room.
Bumping me, I felt...
No, but I'm saying yeah. if somebody did, one yeah. of us had, they would have bumped you.
Okay, the weirdest thing was, I didn't feel like... I mean, I felt... I was wiggly because I felt like someone touching my arm or touching my shoulder or poked in the top of my head.
Oh, we saw. We
oh, yeah.
saw
but
this.
I didn't know I physically turned around in the chair because the chair is my desk chair, and it swivels and turns, but... I never at one point felt that my feet were moving and off the ground, but I guess, but when I took off the blindfold, I was completely shocked that I was facing the complete wrong direction.
It was like 45 degrees.
And right? I don't even know how
no,
I got
more
there.
More than 45.
More than 45.
She originally started facing me across the table.
That's right. So,
she was like
and
facing
she
the corner,
wound right? up yeah. at least a good 100, 110 degrees.
Wow.
Because she was
her
facing
right side.
Here, and
yeah.
you were facing like the.
When I got when I got took it. That off, I expected to be this close to the table and looking at you guys, right? This.
And I had backed you off 2 feet,
and I only remember
in the middle of the table, away from everybody, with a nice long cord from the spirit box to the headset.
But I don't remember my feet moving because I sit at this chair all the time, and I just have to look forward. So I would think that I would feel if I moved.
Right. No. Something.
But I definitely felt that the floor was creaking all around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that you were standing next to me. Like with,
no.
I thought someone actually had a K2 meter and was metering me out, like holding the meter to see. That's how I felt, like as if somebody, if you stood up and walked over here and took the K2 meter. And I felt like you were doing that.
No,
it wasn't even
that.
It felt like there was just a person going, like with the meter.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, they got the meter out. Good. So I didn't say get a meter out because I thought you guys were on it.
No, we had the camera out instead.
No clue. I had no clue about that.
So had it on
yeah.
the whole time.
And some of the answers that just came through were just, you know, we had, for listeners, 2 weeks ago, where a spirit had come through and spooked Diana. Because it came through as a shadow form, and it didn't mean to spook her, and so it apologized.
I was working, and I thought it was my son.
Right, and it wasn't. And then I saw it later on, too, as a shadow form. But, you know, normal. It was just, you know, it's just a spirit. Fine, whatever.
Normal day at the McManus house.
No, because I normally don't see a full body apparition.
Not a full body apparition.
Especially when I'm trying to work.
Right. It came, we know that spirit came through. Two other spirits... I have a feeling I know who they are. That may have came through. Possibly a third one?
Well, I could tell you it was definitely male voices, but someone wanted to get through and talk, and they
and
just...
there were two women.
They couldn't get the umph. There was a woman that was coming through. It wasn't a familiar voice, but someone else was trying to come through, and that's why I wanted to... settings adjusted, because for some reason, in my head, I said... I think they're a novice, which means they've never really...
been passed over that long.
Or, yeah, and don't know how to communicate and build their skills. and the other person was kind of trying to teach them. That's just the feeling I had.
Mm-hmm. But for me, when you actually go back and listen to it, and I was throwing some words out there in Slovak language, which I learned years ago from my grandmother, just to, you know, a female voice coming in, hey, okay, it's not acting like one grandmother. Let me try this just for hee-haws. Mm-hmm. But really didn't get any response with that. So.
There were some words I couldn't say or pronounce.
Somebody called my nickname twice, which I thought was pretty interesting.
And it called it like this. Choo!
See, the thing that interests me is, I mean, I have a friend who passed maybe not about a month and a half ago.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking it is.
That's what I'm thinking too, yeah.
Because he would call you that.
And I
just like that too.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I never call Chris Chooch.
No, you call Chris Chris.
I refuse to call him Chooch because I think
Chooch,
it's me.
Or Chris. I use both interchangeably. Brittany Joe, they call him Chris.
I call him Chris. I never call him Chooch. But I never call it like that, ever.
No. It's usually been reserved for some of the other guys.
Some of the other guys, yeah.
And when I give the messages, I give them usually in the tone that they're coming through.
Right. Well, that's like that one time we were doing the investigation at our lodge, and it came out saying, Chooch, which is exactly the same way Dominic would call your name.
Which is funny you mention, because that's the same spirit that also likes to mimic. You know, what was it, a perfect baby?
So, Brittany and Joe, what did you guys feel during this?
Normally, I get very anxious with method.
Yes, you do.
I'm very, very cautious. Like, everything's up.
That's me.
And it was. Like, I put up shields, but I felt very comfortable this time.
Yeah.
I feel like whoever came through, it was good intentions and nothing, like, malicious came through.
Yeah, you did seem very calm, both of you guys.
Absolutely, yeah. It was relaxing and there was no negative intentions. Mm-hmm. It was very, just being curious.
I also put up shields.
Yep, same here.
But I did it extra because, you know, I get a little spooky sometimes. I've learned to get a little bit more control of that, to kind of filter who's allowed. And as soon as I hear someone not allowed, they're done.
You're done. Goodbye.
Setting boundaries.
Exactly. Right, you have to.
Chris, what was your take besides being called out by me?
It was just these weird one-word answers that seemed like they didn't have any
cohesion.
Yeah.
Well, it was different people.
A lot of names got thrown out.
Yeah.
Oh, a ton of us, yeah.
Okay, because it's not my Uncle Bob.
No.
Because my Uncle Bob usually says something to let me know it's him.
Right.
There's certain things that he used to say, and I know that that male said that something about being drunk.
Nope.
Steven?
I don't know. I know there was talk about a father. I don't remember tons. I'll remember when we edit the podcast, but I can't remember everything. But I don't remember ever moving.
Mm. Well, I know it called out my name numerous times. It talked to me directly, which is odd and cool at the same time.
Definitely intelligent.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember it said intelligent.
It said intelligent.
It did say it out loud.
See?
But that's after I said, oh, so we have intelligent spirits, and then...
It went intelligent.
And it's like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Weird in of itself, because usually it's more sporadic, but it's also kind of comforting at the same time, I would say. Mm. Knowing...
I definitely wanted to try to get the person through that couldn't get through. So perhaps
I know you tried.
They're not strong enough yet. They're not.
It's gonna take some time, and I'm sure that spirit will figure it out in due time.
Mm-hmm.